Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Shams Charania yesterday on ESPN said that not only was there mutual interest between the Knicks and Kevin Durant during the trade deadline, but the Knicks actually made an offer. Now, this is not like every other sport where you can make an offer and think that a team's just going to trade you the star player and you're going to pay the salary. And like Major League Baseball, you see some of this happen. Like, you'll either pay the salary or give us a good prospect. You know, you either pay the rest of his salary, which we'll be fine with, and then you give us a crappy prospect, or we pay a lot of the salary and you give us a good prospect. In the NBA, you got to match salaries because of the cap. It's one of these wacky things. So, okay, if you're matching salaries and the Knicks made an offer, then what the hell were they going to do to the roster to get to Kevin Durant?
Exactly. And will Kevin Durant be here this offseason?
So Kevin Durant is still making like $50 million, is he not?
Yeah, I could give it to you right now.
Okay, well, let me hear. Give it to me right now.
Kevin Durant right there. He's going to be... He's got 1 year left on his contract, and his cap hit for 25-26 season is going to be 54.7.
All right. So, and then last year he was making 51.
51,
million.
Yeah. So he goes up to 54, and then he's an unrestricted free agent if he wants to continue to play at the age of 38. So he's 37 coming into this season.
All right. So how do you match those salaries? You trade who? Do you trade OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges? Do you trade Karl Anthony Towns? Who were they offering to match the salaries to get Kevin Durant here? It certainly wasn't Jalen Brunson.
Well, the other thing, too, is you got to remember now, for the Knicks, very interesting, there is one guy that is up for a max of $154 million extension, and that is Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, at the end of next year, he's a free agent.
But eligible right now.
He's eligible, but they don't have to do anything.
No, but he's eligible. It's kind of like... The Jets don't have to do anything and won't do anything with Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson. No, you haven't heard anything about that.
No, you have not. I think those guys, finally, the reality check happened. But, yeah, I mean, that is fascinating. I don't know how far down the road it got, but if you're telling me that the Knicks were ready to completely dismantle the roster at the trade deadline to bring in Kevin Durant, and now they just fired Tom Thibodeau on top of that. Remember when you did that Sports Minute where you said, I don't want to say it, but... I'm thinking here we go again.
Yes.
I mean, with this news, if this was anywhere near true, this is kind of a here we go again.
It feels that way. Going after a superstar again towards, well, Carmelo wasn't towards the end of his career, but this one is. And this is one that spurned the Knicks back when, you know, Kyrie and he went to the Nets.
Man.
I mean, so there's obviously everybody wants what they think is better, a better basketball player. I mean, when are you going to realize you got to be young, you got to be fast, and you got to be good, and you got to get and the team has got to like each other. And the one thing I will say is that I thought this team really did like each other, and by virtue of their partying the other night after their Game 6 loss, shows me that they're together, that they do like hanging out with each other. I would say the same thing about the Pacers. That's all the Pacers keep talking about. Oh, man, what a great locker room have. We got a great bunch of guys. And, you know, here's Halliburton, doesn't take that many shots in game one, and they beat OKC on his game-winning jumper.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, I...
Somehow the Pacers have gotten it figured out. I think OKC's got it figured out, too, in terms of their roster setup and how much the players like playing with each other. And you don't hear any drama around those teams.
No, you don't. I mean, you had Tyrese Halliburton's dad, but that was a different story. There was a little bit of drama with
They probably laugh about that in the locker room.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You can't even imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
They probably bust his chops left and right.
I know this comes up a lot when you have a team that almost gets to a championship series or gets eliminated in the playoffs, and you say, well, if that team that eliminated us goes and wins the championship, then I feel better about it because we lost to the eventual champion. I don't look at it that way, especially in this instance. If the Pacers pull this off, it's going to piss me off even more because
be the Knicks.
Right.
Right.
I would have been like, well, the Knicks did have a shot against Oklahoma City then.
But, you know, the thing I don't understand, like, if you have, you know, if you have a 40-year-old quarterback who still has something left, I totally understand that. I mean, but the NBA, I mean, look at the older guys in the league are not winning anymore.
No.
I mean, they may be winning and getting to the playoffs, but do you see James Harden in the championships? Do you see when was the last time Kevin Durant was in a championship? He was wearing a Golden State uniform.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know that they're talented, and I know that they could be a valuable piece, but, I mean, you got to be some sort of lunatic to think that you're going to add him and you're going to go to the championship. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it was shocking for me to hear that. I mean, the Kevin Durant trade deadline stuff for the Knicks, I mean, are they that hung up on getting him here?
And I would say pretty much all sports have really trended to the younger guy that's, like, right at the beginning of his prime, and he's got another 5 years at prime level, and those are the teams. Like, look at OKC. That's the team that they are.
Yeah.
You know, it's a team that was built around a couple of trades of older guys. And the next thing you know, here you go. Here comes the next wave of young, athletic, aggressive, like stamina driven players, as opposed to these older guys that, you know, get hurt easy. And this is why this whole analytics with the running back in the NFL that took place like 20 years ago is now starting to take hold in other sports as well.
So this offseason, the way it's gone so far, surprising that Tibbs isn't here. Do you think there's going to be a massive shift in the roster now with the news that we heard yesterday of them trying to trade for Kevin Durant? Now, I thought that one of the main reasons why Tibbs was gone is it was going to be too hard to switch this roster around, and that Leon Rose thought that this roster could win with a different coach. But
I would assume that they would have traded somebody like Mike Mitchell Robinson would have been in the trade, I would think. And maybe Josh Hart could have been in the trade. And maybe either OG or Mikal Bridges.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, so do you think that that continues this offseason and those guys that were potentially on the block or will be on the block in the offseason?
I don't know, you know, because it seems to me like if you fire the coach after your player meetings with your owner and your president of your organization, and you're firing the coach, that means you're keeping the players.
That's what I thought. I mean, that's really what I thought. But
I wouldn't be surprised. Remember, like I do believe that there's no chance for Jeff Van Gundy to come here. And again, speculation on my part, just because I got to believe that that didn't end well some 24 years ago. And, you know, I don't think Jim Dolan has a long memory when things don't go well and things are ugly. And remember, you know, Tibbs was a part of that Jeff Van Gundy staff.
Yeah.
So the fact that Tibbs was actually even hired by Jim Dolan was a shock in the first place. But I'm assuming that Leon Rose convinced Jim Dolan that this was the right guy at the right time for this organization right now.
And he was. Let's go to George who's in Maryland. What's going on, George?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy trying to feel good Friday. As a Knicks fan, it's been a rough week, and I know that there's been a lot going on with the team, with Tibbs leaving, and I feel like Cat's taking a lot of heat, more heat than he should. He played big time for us. I know he had a lot of flaws in his game, but he's the player we thought we were going to get. And, you know, I feel like he's taken a lot of criticism. And now there's a lot of dream scenarios on who they're going to bring in a coach, whether it's Kidd, you're hearing, you know, Spoelstra come up. But also with Cat, you're seeing his name get thrown around for Giannis. And you guys just covered a lot of this with the KD talk. But do you guys feel with the current roster, they can run it back, add some pieces, year two, if they're better off than trying to make a big splash? Because what I'm afraid of is we're going to run into another Melo situation where they start giving up a lot of players, and before you know it, I mean, no disrespect to Melo, he was a great player, but the Melo years were not considered glory days. We came up short more often than not. So wanted to get your opinion on how you're feeling about this roster, what they need, and also, Boomer, I saw you down in the Chantilly show a few months ago. I was in line with my son to get an autograph for LT. And funny enough, my son brought home a book from school that was one of your books about kind of your childhood on Long Island and how you became a football player and all that. So he asked me, he said, let's get Boomer's autograph. And I had to tell him, I've got like five of those. And he's like, really? And I had to tell him the story about how back in 1992 in the Catskills in Windham, New York, you came up to play some basketball in our gym and happened to see you in the restaurant afterwards. And I got my sister, I talked her into getting a stack of cards, and we were just bugging you for the whole lunch, getting autographs. So anyway, I wanted to share that story
Jesus,
real quick.
George, how do you remember all that?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I mean, turning down the Boomer autograph because you got five of them already. I mean, that's amazing. He was waiting. Where were you? What was this? Were you with LT somewhere?
Yeah. I was down at that card show down in Chantilly, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
It was right. Like, what, five weekends ago, I think?
Oh, all right. Very good. I was confused because usually you don't see the two of you guys in the same place.
And Chantilly, Virginia is right outside of Dulles Airport.
All right. I do remember that now. Yes, I do. Now, as far as the roster, I've said it a couple of times. I don't think you're going to be able to get rid of Karl Anthony Towns. Even though people are trying to put him in trades, I think that he's here, and I think the World Wide West and Leon Rose want him to work desperately in a Knicks uniform. There's two guys that left for different reasons. One was traded. One left because he could make more money in Oklahoma City. Guys like that, Dante DiVincenzo and Isaiah Hartenstein, you're not getting either one of them back probably, but guys like that is what they need to fill out this roster. Guys with roles like that who play like them, if that's possible, those are the things that you need to do. And I mean, I'm one of the people who have criticized Cat a lot. I think there's beyond just a few holes in his game. And if he doesn't get it together, that this current version of Karl Anthony Towns to me isn't a championship player. It's been the whole week we've talked about this. It's been a long, exhausting week talking about this.
Yes.
But even Rick Pitino said it himself. He goes, the way that he gets better defensively is to get in better shape. And if he does that, then maybe there's a chance. But even Rick Pitino, who's a Knicks fan, who's watched this, who's been around basketball for 150 years, thinks that this version of Cat isn't good enough.
But this version of Cat can get better.
But he can get better.
He can get better. That's right. The thing. Now, I would tell you, just looking at the Knicks salary structure, you would have had to have traded Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart, and Mitchell Robinson for Kevin Durant. You could probably put OG Anunoby and Mitchell Robinson in there. You know, OG's got a long-term deal left. But, you know, the Mikal Bridges thing is interesting because they traded, you know, the 5 first-round picks for him. They essentially have him for 2 years. They could extend him now if they want to. I'm sure his agent's, you know, knocking on the door to get this done. And that may be the pressure point there. If there's a guy that's going to be traded, it could be him.
Yeah. I mean, but now when you go in, we talk about this with GMs and things that they do and draft picks and stuff like that. When you sit on those picks for a long time, then finally you use them and use those assets to bring in Mikal Bridges, and then you end up trading him for somebody else before his contract is up. I mean, that looks like malfeasance. So I think that what they need to do is let this play out one more year with Mikal Bridges. They have to. I don't think they do anything with him. I think he's got to be on the roster next year. I mean, unless you're getting somebody who gives the Knicks a significant upgrade. Who is that guy? We don't think it's Kevin Durant, and we don't think that the Giannis deal can happen, and the Bucks aren't going to trade Giannis to the Knicks.
Right. The other thing, too, is they do have 3 young guys on the roster that we barely saw last year. You know, are they going to play any role in the moving forward with the Knicks or not? And, you know, is that going to be part and parcel of whatever a new coach is told that this is what we expect, this is what we want to see, and we want to see these players playing? I don't know. This is like, it's a really weird spot the Knicks are in right now. Instead of being in a really stable, good situation, moving forward and trying to just tweak the roster a little bit and get a little bit better for next year, they have now basically, you know, blew it up by throwing the coach, you know, overboard.
Yeah, with no clear plan.
At least it doesn't seem like there's a clear plan. And I don't necessarily know that Jim Dolan went in there thinking he was going to fire Tom Thibodeau. Do you?
No. I mean, I don't think so.
Because it all came after the player interviews.
Yeah, which is another thing. I mean, this first thing you said when we opened up the show the day after Tibbs got fired on Wednesday morning was, you never know what's going on internally.
Yep.
You're telling me the top players went in there and complained so much to Leon Rose and Jim Dolan that was a major factor in contributing to Tibbs being gone. That's something I didn't see coming either.
Now, the one thing I will say, where there could be leaks, not from the organization standpoint, but from the players and the player agents, you know, that there could be leaks in those areas. Mm-hmm. Like the agent for whoever the agent is for Jalen Brunson, or whoever the agent is for Mikal Bridges, or somebody who's unhappy on the roster, you know, they could shed some color to this if they really wanted to. And that's probably what I'm assuming the insiders are probably doing. They're reaching out to agents and people that are around this team to see if they can get some sense of really what went on here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.